Broadcasting live from the Central City Radio Studios in Tempe, Arizona, it's the Jacqueline Nicole Show with your host Jacqueline Nicole on King FM, a Central City radio station.
Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me tonight on the Jacqueline Nicole Show. My name is Jacqueline. I just want to welcome you and thank you for taking the time out of your busy day and schedule to spend it with me and my guests on the show tonight. And if you have not tuned in to the Jacqueline Nicole Show before, the heart of my show is to encourage women to be the best me that they were created and born to be. I think it's so important as women that we embrace our true identity in Christ, and really knowing our worth and our value in God's word, I feel like it helps us to be the authentic and the real us that God created us to be. And sometimes I think in our society today, we almost get really conditioned to almost be like a robot that is someone else's idea of who we need to be. And when we walk around always consumed in our mind and in our thoughts about how other people perceive us, and worrying about what other people think of us, and always trying to change who we are so that people around us can be happy or we can please them, I feel like we start to lose ourselves. We start to lose our identity and the purpose that God created us to be. And I think, you know, one of the most beautiful things that a woman can do is being comfortable in her own skin and showing other people the joy in her and showcasing the gifts and the talents that are unique to her that are different from any other, you know, person. And I think each woman is beautiful in her own way. And one of the things that I like to talk about on the show is to be in the best shape of your life isn't just physical. And I'm somebody who's really into health and fitness. I think that is important. But if you're only taking care of your outside and you're neglecting your spiritual, your soul and your heart and your mind and your emotions and your thoughts, then the exterior of your body is not going to do you any good if your soul is sick, if your thoughts are depressed, or if you feel down all the time. And so if you can get into the mindset that to be in the best shape of your life or to be the person that God created you to be, it's not just physical, but it's also mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. And so when all those parts are working together, I feel like that's when we can walk in the boldness and the confidence that God has put in us to walk in. And people will notice that in you. They'll notice that you walk or carry yourself differently, and they'll ask you, you know, oh, something's different about you. What is that? And that is an opportunity that you can share, you know, about the Lord. And also, this show is not just for believers in Christ. This is a Christian radio station. I am a believer of Jesus Christ, and He is my Lord and my Savior. But I also welcome and invite any person of any background, of any religious belief, to be a part of the conversation, because this is for all women. And I think it's amazing when we could come together and just talk about conversations that I feel all women can relate to. And it's more of an invitation to a conversation and not so much of, you know, dictating your belief systems, or, you know, telling someone if you don't believe the same way that I do or my guest does that, you know, something's wrong with you. I just like to share a perspective that's in my heart that I feel like God has placed there, and I invite anyone to be a part of it. And that's the heart of the show, and I always love to encourage my guests in that perspective. But without any further ado, I would love to announce my guest, and it is so amazing how we met, because it's not typical, but I had seen this young woman on Facebook. She was a mutual friend of a friend that I know on Facebook, and I saw one of her posts that my friend was tagged in, and it had something to do about the Lord, and I just clicked on her profile, and I thought, oh, wow, she seems so encouraging, and she just seemed like such a bright light, and I asked her to be my friend, and we were Facebook friends for kind of a while. I don't even remember the exact time frame I lost track, but I just felt so encouraged about everything that she would post about God and just about her journey in life and the things that was she was learning. And she's so smart. She's so intelligent. She has an amazing personality and is into so many cool and exciting and fun things. And not only that, but she is a young woman, which I think is incredible when someone who is younger that follows the Lord so strong and passionately as she does, it's encouraging as a woman to see other women being positive role models in our community for the next generation. And without further ado, because I know I'm talking a lot, but her name is Jana Leontuk. How are you doing?
I am doing fabulous. And I just want to say thank you for having me on the show, and good evening, Arizona, and everybody else who's listening. But a little bit about me. Yes, I am young, maybe not the youngest amongst my friends anymore, sadly. I love being the youngest. But 22 years old. A little bit about me is just the fact that I'm Ukrainian. I came from Ukraine. Obviously, I was born there. I was 2 years old, moved to America, and just grew up in a Christian household. I mean, my parents were both Christian, and they didn't have a Christian family. They didn't grow up in Christian households when they were young, but then their parents both became Christian. And so that's how they kind of started the faith walk. And it just, you know, carried on into our family. But for me, it wasn't until the age of 16 that I really started to, like, dive deep into God. And I was just curious, you know, who God was, because I knew about him, but I didn't know him. And there's a huge difference between that. I feel like people don't realize that, you know, there's more to God than just knowing about him. You know, you want to know him for yourself. It's like a relationship, you know, like if a guy likes a girl or a girl likes a guy, you know, they can know about the person, but when they like them, they want to know them for themselves, you know. And it's the same thing with God, you know. And so I was just kind of like, I just got spiritually hungry and just thirsty to know him. And so I just started digging deep into the Word of God. And I decided to get baptized age of 16 in my old church, my family church, you can say that. And pretty much after I got baptized, I just slowly started to, you know, just study him, study the Word. I got a Bible from a girl who was in my high school. I was a sophomore at the time, and I grew up reading a lot of Ukrainian Bibles, but I always wanted, like, an English Bible that had, like, you know, commentaries. So finally, like, it's like God knew my heart, obviously, and he just put this person in my life, and she gave me her Bible, and it had commentaries. And so I was just so excited, because it's like a lot of questions that I had were answered in those commentaries within the Bible. And so just started, you know, digging deep. And then for me, it was a slow progression. It wasn't like an overnight, like, I surrendered my life to God. It was more of like slowly, because I knew, like I said, I knew about him, and like I already knew who he was, but I just didn't know him personally and intimately. So it was like a slow kind of thing. But then I think 18, 19, yeah, I kind of hit like this rock bottom. So for me, it wasn't like a party thing or, you know, anything like that. Actually, growing up, I never partied or, you know, drank or smoke, actually. I was around people like that, but I feel like because my parents were so strict, I didn't really, you know, I didn't really have a choice. I'm kind of glad about that, because it kind of prevented me from going out and doing stuff like that. But it was more of, like, you were talking about identity. It was the mentality, you know, and the enemy was really attacking my mind and my identity and who I was. And it kind of put me in this state of, like, just pure depression. And I mean, it took months for me to get healed. And it took the Word of God, it took prayer, and it took prayer warriors for me to, like, finally just get healed and, you know, move on from that. Because it was so, I mean, I don't know, there's probably people listening right now, but, like, depression, it really does hurt. And it literally sucks the life out of you. It hits you so hard, you feel like there's no way out. and you feel like your life is ending. And I mean, I was young. I was, 19 years old? You know, at that age, already thinking like that, it's not healthy, and it's from the enemy, you know. So, but I truly believe anybody can get healed from any place that they're at, because God is so powerful and so magnificent, and He can restore anything or bring you out of anything. But, so yeah, that's just kind of about me, and here I am.
I totally relate to you about, you know, having the fear and the anxiety, because I grew up in a home that, you know, was difficult and challenging to be around. And so, you know, because of the atmosphere of my home, I didn't, you know, want to be there all the time. So I did choose the path of going out with my friends and partying and, you know, doing those things that doesn't lead to, you know, the kind of life that you've always imagined that you would have. But in that same course, I had struggled a lot with fear and anxiety too. And, you know, my heart and belief from what I learned about that is it is an identity crisis. So you don't have to be, like you said, you don't even have to have the kind of lifestyle of drinking and partying to suffer from fear and anxiety. You can be, you know, working in corporate. You could be working at, a small business. You could be a student. You could be a stay-at-home mom, or, you know, single, married. It doesn't matter, because fear attaches to our spirits and our soul inside, because we don't know who we are. So when there's an identity crisis of who we are inside, then we're searching for ourselves in all these other avenues. So we may be searching for our identity in money. We could be searching for identity in relationships, or, you know, how many good things can I achieve, and trying to get that gold star in our mind, thinking, you know, that we've made something of ourselves. It's like always looking to fill that void. And what I had found out is the moment I started searching who God was for myself and, you know, seeking to know Him, then that's when I started finding myself. And the more I started to know who I was in Christ and finding out my identity and knowing how much God loved me, that's when the fear started to become weaker and weaker. But like you said, it's not an overnight thing. It's a journey. And it's, you know, when whatever you feed grows. So if you feed your spirit with the knowledge of God, that's going to grow. And whatever you starve dies. So when we starve, you know, our fears and our worries by reading the Word of God, you know, it snuffs it out. And I know that you have a big heart for this area, and God has taught you so many amazing lessons that I want to share with our viewers, but we do have to go to a commercial break. So when we come back, I am very much looking forward to talking to you about those other subjects. We'll be with you guys soon.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us, you know, you're not really thinking of selling your home, you can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in again to the Jack and Nicole Show. And if you weren't here during the last segment, I have the bold and beautiful and amazing on fire heart for God. Her name is Jana Leontuk. And sometimes I have to stop and say it, like, to make sure I'm going to pronounce it right. It's such a beautiful name, but I'm like, I don't want to mess up her name on the air. And I love how unique it is. It, when a name stands out and is unique like that, I feel like you're so memorable. No one's ever going to forget you. And that's a good thing. I like the more unique names because it stands out in a good way. So, and I think that way creatively because I have a creative mind from my background in graphic design. So that's just the nature of, you know, how I process things. So, but if you weren't here, we were talking about identity and how our identity is linked to if we suffer from fear or anxiety. And one of the things that God has taught me that I wanted to share with you guys, because my guess is so strong, and this is one of her traits, is the Word of God. But one thing that the Lord has showed me as a spiritual tool towards the enemy when fear is involved is His Word. So the Bible says that His Word is sharper than a two-edged sword, and that it's power and it's alive and it's active. So when we speak anything that comes out of our mouth, whether it is the Word of God or it's something negative, we are producing something in the atmosphere. So if we are, you know, lining up our thoughts and our mind and then speaking our words out into the atmosphere negative, and we're speaking that into existence, there's still power in that. It's just negative power. But when we take God's Word and we speak truth and we speak life over our circumstance, over our minds and over our spirits, that is going to produce power in our lives. And it's not just power in our own strength that we're mustering up because we've figured out some calculation or formula, but it's the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that the same Holy Spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead lives in us when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. He comes and makes His home into our hearts. And so that is what the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit is the heart and the character of God, and His Spirit that comes to live in us. And that's how He talks to us. That's how He gives us strength and power to do the things that we were born and equipped and called to do. And so me and my previous guest, Sarah, were talking about the importance of confessing God's Word. And what I wanted to ask you, Jana, is what was what were some of the things that you learned from speaking God's word over your life, and what was some of the things that the Lord spoke to you about overcoming the fear and the anxiety that you were facing?
It's a great, great question. And for me, kind of like going back to how I was sharing about just that dark time in my life, and it took me months to get healed, it took a lot of putting the Word of God inside of me. Because the Word of God is, it's like, you know, it's the bread of life. And when you eat, for instance, when you're eating physical food, you know, I like to use these kind of analogies. When you're eating physical food, it like, you know, it sustains you, it maintains you, your body receives from it what it needs, the nutrients that it needs to survive, to live. It's the same with the Word of God. It's necessary in our lives to bring life to our spirit and our soul, you know. And so I truly believe it is so important to get the Word of God inside of you, because it does heal. It heals areas in your life that absolutely nothing else can really heal, you know. And it is not only just that, but also think even prayer too, you know, just praying and confessing the Word of God over life, like you guys were talking about, speaking life and not death. I think so many people, they don't even realize it. I feel like people don't even realize some of the things that they say anymore, because they just be like, oh man, I'm broke. You know, you don't realize how powerful those words are, because things that you say, they do come to existence. And so we really have to watch what we say. And I think if we spent more time speaking life into our own lives first, speaking lives into our families, whether it's your children, your husband, or if it's a man listening, you know, your wife, anybody around you, not even just that, into your community, into America, into the world, you know, I think it's, we need to take it, you know, worldwide and just speak life into this world. Things would be different. Things would change. And I noticed that over my life. I noticed in seasons of my life where I'm like, you know, super like deep into the Word of God, speaking life, I feel this confidence, not pride, but like a confidence in God, in my identity, in who I am and called to be, and the purpose that He has for me. Whereas when you're not spending as much time with Him, when you're not speaking the life into yourself, you're kind of like a wave, you know, you kind of go back and forth. You're like, oh, I'm good, I'm not. And the enemy kind of, he has more like of a way in, you know. And so I feel like it is crucial and important to just speak life into you. And that doesn't mean that, oh, well, that sounds like pride or something. No, declare it over yourself. I am beautiful. I am strong. I am faithful. All these things. And when you declare these things, it enters your soul, you know, and it changes who you are. It changes your perspective of you. It changes the way you perceive other people in the world around you. When you're confident in yourself and your identity in Christ, and you know how to love yourself, only then can you truly love other people. Because broken people, it's hard for them to love people, you know. But when we love ourselves the way He loves us, then when we can truly love people the way Christ loves us, you know. And it's not a selfish, prideful thing. It's the right thing to do, you know. I was just actually thinking/reading about John the Baptist. I just love the way he kind of was. I was thinking about how he isolated himself. I don't think he isolated himself from people necessarily. I feel like he isolated himself, spiritually speaking, from the world, you know, from the enemy, you know, from the enemy's plans. Because from the very beginning, when he was born, his parents received direction from God, speaking that, you know, he must not drink wine and stuff like that. It doesn't really go into detail, but obviously those would be his weaknesses, you know. So he really isolated himself from the world, you know, and from the enemy. And, I mean, people thought he was weird, yet people were drawn to him. It's funny how that works, you know. And it's very interesting, and I love how he did that, because he just set his mind on Christ and trusted that everything else would be added to him, you know. And he eventually did the purpose, accomplished the purpose and calling that he was called to do, you know. He prepared the way for Jesus Christ, and it's amazing to see that, you know, because after Jesus was baptized, only then did he start his ministry. That's when, after he got baptized, he went and, you know, called out the 12 disciples and started his ministry. And so I just really like that story of John the Baptist. I love how he was confident, you know, because he put all of himself into God, and he allowed God to change all of him and mold him into the man of God that he's called, you know, that God has called him to be. It's the same thing with us, men and women of God. When we truly just drench ourselves in his presence, in his word, in his truth, then we will know who we are in Christ, and then we will know the purpose and the calling for our lives. So, yeah.
I think that is an amazing perspective that you share with our viewers. And one of the, you know, kind of just touching base on what you were talking about, is one of the messages that I was sharing with my students this weekend was the difference between faith and fear, and how the world that we live in is Murphy's Law. So the Murphy's Law is, you know, saying that whatever bad can happen will happen, whatever's going to go wrong will go wrong. So that's the environment that we are born into. So, you know, I was teaching my students, like, has anyone ever turned on the news where within, you know, 2 or 3 minutes you felt totally refreshed, you felt so, like, revived? No, because when people turn on the news, they're only highlighting the negative stories that happen in the world. They're not showcasing the good in this world. That there is good that's going on in the world, but it's not being broadcasted. It's not, you know, having the spotlight shown on it. So our minds naturally go into this Murphy state of law where we are expecting and looking for bad things to happen to us, you know, and that's part of the fear that comes into place. And that's also part of the brokenness of our identity, because we're just bombarded with negative things on who we really are. But, and not only that, but fear is really putting our faith in all of those bad things that we are worrying that's going to happen. So, you know, what I was teaching my students is when you wake up in the morning, because this has happened to me, you hear this voice that comes over your mind, and it's like, you know, you'll hear thoughts like, I'm not gonna make it, everyone's against me, you know, nothing is going right for me, I might as well just give up, I'm such a loser, I don't have any friends, or, you know, that person at work is against me. And we just attach our mind to whatever is going wrong, and we focus on that, and, you know, that becomes a worry. But what I was teaching my students is, instead of, you know, putting your faith in the fear and in the enemy's plans for your life, taking that energy and speaking God's word in opposition of that, you know. And a lot of that has to do with the environment that we allow ourselves to be in. You know, what are we listening to? What's the soundtrack of our soul? What's the soundtrack of our life? You know, what movies and TV shows and music are we listening to that's creating, you know, that kind of a thought process? And when we come back from the show, I wanted to talk with you, Jana, about the importance of surrounding ourselves with the right friends, because I know that was another you know, lesson that you had shared with me that God was teaching you about. And I think that's so important for our viewers, you know, that we talk about that subject. And I'm looking forward to connecting with you guys soon, right after this commercial break.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show. And I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us, you know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Just kidding. I really don't care, honestly.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight on The Jacqueline Nicole Show and being with me and my beautiful guest, Jana Leontuk. And if you were not here for the last segments, the last two segments of the show, we were talking about combating fear and anxiety with the Word of God. And, you know, some of the other distractions in life that, you know, cause us to feel afraid or to attach to fear and anxiety. And some of the things that we were talking about is, you know, just the environment that we surround ourselves in. And, you know, the movies and the shows and the and, you know, whatever we watch on TV, that also contributes to our mindset and what we allow our mind to camp out on or to feast on or to meditate on. And one of my favorite scriptures is in Philippians, and he is talking about whatever is good, whatever is pure, whatever is holy and lovely, think on those things. And I remember when I first read that scripture, literally, the first thought that went through my mind is that is so impossible. Like, I did not think I was capable of only allowing my mind to dwell on positive things and the truth, because the society that we live in, and when we were talking about Murphy's Law, I had such a crutch in my life or a bad habit. It was a thought pattern from my childhood where I would attach myself to whatever could go wrong. So the Murphy's Law is whatever can go wrong will go wrong. And it's always allowing your mind to worry on situations that you can't control. And a lot of that stems from our identity. Because if we do not know the character and the nature of God and who He is, that already creates a fear, because now it's all on us to provide for us, to take care of ourselves, to sustain our life. And there's all these pressures that are upon us that we can't sustain because we were not created to sustain those areas of our lives. And so really learning the character of God has helped me and Jana trust in Him. And the more we learned His character, we were able to know our identity. And those were some of the topics that we were talking about on combating and overcoming fear and anxiety, because I think that is such a stronghold on young men and women today, because our society is so fear-based. and everything revolves, you know, around fear. It has become a god to us, and we do and don't do things on the fear of man, the fear of, you know, what other people may think of us. And one of the things that me and Jana were talking about on a prior conversation was just the importance of having the right kind of friends. And Jana, I know that you have a testimony on when you started getting closer to God and how He brought you into an environment, an opportunity to make new friends, and just how that really, you know, changed your life and helped you in the times when you were struggling with fear and anxiety.
Yes. And growing up, I mean, I just was always surrounded by friends that, like I mentioned, kind of like me, where we knew about God, but we just didn't know Him personally. And so when I was going through like this really hardship of my life, depression and stuff, suicidal thoughts, all that, age 18, 19, I was praying for like a new group of friends. I wanted friends that, you know, were just driven by faith, and they weren't perfect, but they were faithful to God and His will for their lives. And so it took 6 months, literally, until I met this group of friends. It's a ministry that I've been involved in for 3 years now, actually. It's called U of K Northwest Young Adults Ministry. And it's a really amazing ministry because everyone in that ministry, they're not perfect, but they're progressing to be more like Him. And that's what I love. It's real, it's raw, it's transparent. You know, and I think that's what friendship is about. It's not that, look at me, I have it all together, I'm Miss Perfect or Mr. Perfect, but no, I'm not perfect, but I'm progressing. And I want you to be in this, you know, this race with me, you know. And so I think it's so important to have godly friends and positive people around you to encourage you and to build you up and to speak life into you and not death. Because friends can ultimately make you or break you, you know. And I feel like a lot of us have had experiences where friends have really hurt us or have pulling us away from the faith. And I always hear testimonies from people where, you know, they're still on fire for God and their friends just pull them away. And it breaks my heart because, you know, there's nothing I can do besides invite them, you know, to, you know, the ministry that I go to or other ministries, you know, wherever they fit in. But ultimately, it's the person's decision. And I hope that everybody, like, I know it's really hard as a young person, especially in those teenage years, because you just want to fit in. You're trying to figure out who you are. It's kind of like this awkward phase in life where you're just like, who am I? What am I going to do? You know, what career path do I want? What kind of friends do I want? You know? So it is so important to pray for, you know, a godly group of friends. And I'm so grateful for the friends that I have, because they're not just friends to me anymore. They're like family, you know. And I mean, I even met my best friend. She moved to California, so I met her in that group. We are so close. Distance cannot separate us. Like, we talk every day and we pray for each other. We encourage each other. We share what's on our heart. We're just transparent with each other. And I think that is so key, that transparency, you know, and yet not judging each other and what we're going through, but just loving each other and praying for each other and always lifting each other up to the Lord. That is so key, you know. And so, yes, friends, choosing your friends, the circle of friends you have can totally define your future. So be wise and pray for a godly, positive group of friends.
Absolutely. There is a saying that says, show me your friends and I'll show you your future in 5 years. And I think, you know, that's a really powerful statement, because my heart comes from, I had 2/3 of my life was paralyzed and always caring about what other people thought about me. And it was like an obsession. So I understand, I'm not telling people, oh, you know, just be rude, say whatever you want, because you shouldn't care what people think. I'm not telling people to just go around in life being a jerk or rude or insensitive. But it's, you know, that scripture that says fear of man brings a snare. Well, I lost my identity in relationships because I so desperately wanted relationships, whether it was, you know, in a boyfriend or friendships. I just wanted to please people. I wanted to make people happy because I thought that was the right thing to do. I thought if someone is not happy with me, then I must not be doing the right thing. But the thing is as amazing as relationships and friendships are, at the same time, a human being makes a terrible God. So when we are making relationships a God, or we're caring what people think, we, you know, start to shift our mindset into, like I was saying earlier, just being a robot of what we think other people want. And so when God had kind of removed me and allowed me to, you know, learn more about His Word, and I was praying for Him, for God to give me godly friends, you know, friends that would encourage you and lift each other up and pray, that was such a game changer for me, because now I'm around people who also love the Lord. But, you know, if you're going through a hard time, like you were saying, pray with you and encourage you and lift each other up. Because another thing that I think is so strong, and I wanted to touch on that with you, is how women can fall into the trap of comparing themselves with one another. So instead of, you know, encouraging or lifting their friend up, they're like looking for ways to compete or to one up or to be jealous. And so, you know, because I know you read that book too, that was it from Lisa Bevere?
Yeah, something with an R, I forgot what it was. Rivalry or something?
Yes, and because I saw you posting a few things about that on Facebook, but, you know, just in your experience in, you know, friendships and relationships and what you've learned, you know, how do you feel, you know, women compare themselves to each other nowadays, and, like, what's the advice that you would give them to kind of shift their mindset in that perspective?
So I think comparing yourselves to other people is just a big no, because, you know, when you compare yourself to someone else, you just start to think, oh, well, they have this, I don't have this. And that's just, the enemy loves that, and he will totally use that against you. And especially as a woman, it's really, really hard, because I feel like we always feel like we have to be the prettiest and, you know, have the best looking body, have the best clothes, have everything together physically, just so we can, you know, be noticed by men and stuff. And there's nothing wrong with taking care of yourself, you know, with looking nice. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you feel like you have to do that just so you can get noticed, that's when it's kind of like you have an identity problem there. And so my advice to women is just to really, like we were talking about earlier, to get into the Word of God, you know, to seek God's truth about you. Something that I personally love to do is I love to ask God what He thinks about me. Because when the enemy tells me what he thinks about me, it's, of course, negative. It's lies, because he's the father of lies. It's, you know, it brings me down. But when God tells me what He thinks about me, it's like, well, I'd rather take what God says over what the enemy says. Because the Word of God does say that the enemy is the father of lies. So you just want to get rid of those lies, you know, and the way to do it is just to replace the lies with the truth. And that's by reading the Word of God and asking God, what do you think about me? And praying and just seeking God's counsel on who He says, you know, who you are in Him. So, yeah.
I think that was so much wise counsel that you were able to share with the women listening and tuning in tonight, because I think it's something that we all struggle with. And I liked how you said earlier that, you know, it's not like we are all trying to be perfect and have our life together, but that, you know, that is the heart of my show. It's really allowing women to be raw, to be real, to be transparent, to talk about, you know, subjects that we all struggle with, because it is a journey and it is a process, and it's not like any of us have arrived, but it's, you know, sharpening and edifying and encouraging one another to be the best, you know, that God has created us to be. And we have another exciting topic that I wanted to talk to our viewers about with you, because I know that you had just come back from a trip to Africa, that you were there for 3 weeks, And I am so looking forward to talking more about that subject with you right when we come back from this commercial break.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us, you know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight on The Jacqueline Nicole Show with me and my guest, Jana Leontek. And we're just having, you know, so much fun. We're just chit-chatting here and having fun girl talk. And if you weren't here during the last few segments of our show, we were just, you know, digging into some tough subjects that I think doesn't matter what age you are, even if you're a guy listening because your wife or your girlfriend is, you know, making you listen to the show with her. These are subjects that we all deal with, man or woman. And it's, you know, struggles in relationships, struggles with fear and anxiety, you know, caring too much what other people think and, you know, how God has given us tools and resources in His Word to overcome the onslaught of the enemy and fear and anxiety, and, you know, also having the right influences around us that's going to build each other up. And this is just on my heart that I just wanted to share with somebody before we get into the next topic, because I know we were talking about having the right friendships, and that was an area of struggle for me for a long time. And I think that it's so easy for us to feel discouraged, where we may think, well, we have a lot of acquaintances or people we may know on social media, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, but we don't feel like we may have anybody really personal that we can share a heart to or that we can talk to, that's not going to judge us or criticize us, where we could just be ourselves and let our guard down. And I just want to encourage you tonight, if you feel like you don't have somebody like that in your life that you can really call a best friend, one, God is always listening to you and hears your heart, and He is always there to talk to you. And secondly, if you pray for divine friendships, that is something that I did, and I had just kept thanking the Lord for divine friendships, and it just came about where I didn't even have to look for friends, that God just led me into, you know, things going on or functions or events where I would just meet like-minded girls that I felt like, wow, like they relate to me. And God has even blessed me in my friendship with Jana's. We are Facebook friends. It's not like we've ever hung out in person yet. Just, you know, being able to connect on a spiritual level through Facebook and encouraging one another. I'm like, that's such a blessing that I feel like social media can be to us as women, is when we use it in the positive light that was actually intended to be used for, is it could be a blessing and not a curse when we look at it through those eyes. But anyways, I just wanted to get that off of my heart, because I know that's a really sensitive subject for some people, like it was for me. But I am so excited to talk to you about Africa, because it's something that I have always wanted to do, was to go on a mission trip and, you know, wherever God would lead me to. But I just wanted to ask you to share your heart on how the mission trip came about, and, you know, how it all started. And then you could go from there and share, you know, some of the cool things that you got to do there and the things that you learned. So I will let you take it away.
So kind of just backtracking to what you were just saying, though, before I get into Africa, I do want to say, agree with what you're saying. And also, I love how you mentioned that you were praying for friends, because that's what I did too. And it took me 6 months till I met like my solid group of friends. So sometimes it might take a couple days or a couple weeks or a couple months, but never give up, because God does see and He does hear and He does care. So,
amen.
Back to Africa. So, I am honestly so privileged and blessed to have gone. I wouldn't even say it was life-changing. I think it just added to my life, in the sense of it really showed me more of just the plans that God has for me, and it really opened the doors. So it really added to my life and what He's going to do in the future, and I'm beyond excited, because I do want to do medical missions, and I am a nursing student, and I am finishing up in Jesus' name. Praise God. But how it all started was pretty much Sam had a vision. Sam is this African guy who obviously lives in Africa, and he had this vision from God to start a school called KVSM. It's Kigoma Vocational School Ministries, and the school is just to teach students to learn how to sew and use computers so that they can get jobs within their own cities, because it's so easy to give people money and food and clothing, but that doesn't last very long. But if you teach them something, they can go get a job and provide for themselves, provide for their families, you know. So he had this vision for his community, you know. And so we decided to join. First, the leader was kind of hesitant, you know, but God really put it on his heart. And so he decided to, you know, be on board with it. And he informed us all, the other 11 missionaries. And pretty much what we did there was, we were rebuilding a school, so we did a lot of construction work. Never in my life would I have imagined doing construction work, nor in Africa, of all places. But it was so amazing. It was nothing like here, because their tools are different, their wood is different, their way of building houses is different, you know. Even building a fence, it was hard because it was like not sturdy like the way here. Like, it's just different there. But it really taught me a lot about me, because it really showed me that there's so much more things you're capable of than you really think, you know, that you can do for God's glory, for God's kingdom. And so it showed me that, like, wow, I can do more than I even imagined. And it really motivated me, you know. But also, I think the biggest thing for me were children, because I personally love kids. and I'm just drawn to kids, and kids are just drawn to me, so we're just happy. But yeah, I mean, there was one point that I specifically, one experience that I really remember. It was at church, and halfway through the church services, I would always just like, oh, I just want to be with the kids, and I would be sitting up front with the other missionaries, but I'm just like, I just want to go back there, because that's where the kids were sitting, like in the back. So I would go and I would just hang out with the kids. I remember one time, I just didn't feel too good, because I actually got sick when I was there. I had a cough for 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
It was because of the dust, and it just caused, you know, irritation in my lungs, and so I was just coughing. I was just coughing a lot, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to step outside. I don't feel great. So I stepped outside, sat on a bench, and all of a sudden, like, one kid comes up to me, and then another, and then another, and, like, this just herd of kids just run up to me and surround me, and, like, one sitting on my lap puts a baby on my lap and everything, and then there's, like, four playing with my hair, and it was just so beautiful, because I felt, and I just, like, let them do it, like, I just let them play with my hair, I had, like, this skirt that had, like, a long belt on it, and it's like frilly, and so they would just play with the belt and everything. I'm just like, just go for it. I just felt like this love, you know, and that's what I wanted to show them. Like, I couldn't speak to them because they speak Swahili, so I'm like, I don't, you know, so many people like talk the talk, but they don't walk the talk. And so I felt like in that moment I was able to really show love by, you know, just walking what I actually speak, you know, like things that I talk about on Instagram or social media, Facebook, whatever. I wanted to really just, I want to live it, you know, I don't want to just say I want to live it. So I felt so loved in that moment. I thought about Jesus when he was sitting there talking to his disciples, and, you know, kids came forth to him, and the disciples were trying to, like, shoo them away. He's like, no, let them come, you know, and he pretty much was talking about childlike faith and stuff. And it just reminded me of that moment, and it was so precious. And I actually have a picture of that moment, and that's my favorite picture that I took in Africa, because it was so real, it was so raw, and it was so beautiful, you know. And I feel like there's so many experiences that happen that it's hard to, like, explain everything in, you know, a few minutes. But it was just, it's so close to my heart, and I know I'm going back in God's timing. Because I know it wasn't the end. I definitely know that there's more to come, more to happen, even with the school and children, and obviously I only do medical missions. So I am excited for the future and what God has planned.
That sounds so fun and so exciting. And I loved hearing about that experience with the kids too, because I have such a heart for kids as well. And I love the joy that they bring. And oh my goodness, I can't even believe the night is ending. Like, I feel like when we're talking, it doesn't even seem like so long, but yet, you know, it's when you're having a good time, time flies. And so I just wanted to thank everybody so much for tuning in tonight and allowing me and my friend Jana just pour into your hearts, you know, the things that God has cultivated in us and the things that we have learned in our journey. And I always like to invite my guests to check out my blog, and that is where I write a little bio about the guest who's come on the show. I also put links to their social media accounts that they are willing and so open to share with you guys, so you can connect with them outside of the show. And also, you know, I talk about other things on the blog too, in faith, fitness, health, and beauty. And you can check that out at www.jacylynicole.com. And also, there will be a link that can take you to the podcast of me and my guest tonight, and you will be able to hear the full interview if you did not get to start at the beginning of the show. And so we just wish all of you guys a blessed night, and me and Jana just thank you for tuning in. We will see you next Monday.